More stones came flying. She tried to crawl towards the tent, but Kahalo caught her. Fingers in her hair, he pulled her head back, and she felt the cold touch of his knife at her throat. "My baby!" she screamed, and perhaps the guards heard. For as quick as that, Kahalo was dead. Aego's arrow took him under the arm to pierce his lungs and heart. When at last Daenerys found the strength to raise her head, she saw the crowd dispersing, the Dothraki stealing silently back to their tents and sleeping mats. Some were saddling horses and riding off. The sun had set. Fires burned throughout the Khalasar, great orange blazes that crackled with fury and spit embers at the sky. She tried to rise. An agony seized her and squeezed her like a giant's fist. The breath went out of her. It was all she could do to gasp. The sound of Mirimar's Dur's voice was like a funeral dirge. Inside the tent, the shadows whirled. An arm went onto her waist, and then Ser Jorah was lifting her off her feet. His face was sticky with blood, and Dany saw that half his ear was gone. She convulsed in his arms as the pain took her again, and she heard the knight shouting for her handmaids to help him.